Will you turn with me to the chapter we've read, the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 25. With the Lord's help, this morning I'll speak to you from the fourth verse. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 25, in the fourth verse. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. This but, a vital difference between the wise and the foolish. In the third verse, we read, they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise. And you and I, by nature, are foolish. And by nature, through our sin, indwelling sin, original sin, through the fall of Adam, and as spared in our lives to go on and commit actual sin, we are, through that original sin, we are made foolish. We are held in Satan's chains. We are held captive by him. We have that unbelievable stupidity in being able to read and hear God's word and yet not take any notice. Well, why do I say unbelievable? Well, because it is unbelievable stupidity that we can sit week after week, month after month, year after year, and hear the same solemn warnings from God's word, and yet it go in one ear and out the other. Now, this isn't, a fault that lies with you and I in a way of ignorance. It's this fault that lies through our fall, our nature as fallen sinners, fallen creatures, that our ear is stopped, that our eyes are blinded, so that we fall into this category as being foolish. The word of God is clear. God is clear. All are summoned up in that, or summed up in that description. Foolish. But thanks be unto God. Beloved friends, what a mercy that the grace and mercy of God is such that he, by his sovereign will and wise counsel, has chosen a people whom he will work in their hearts, whom he will have brought out of this fallen condition, brought out of nature's darkness into his marvellous light. What a mercy! How undeserved! And yet, oh, what a mercy that it's there. And here, but there's a clear separation a solemn separation, but that there's a vital difference. But this comes a little closer, because this particular parable is not spoken of, spoken to describe the world and the church, but really it is spoken to divide true believers from those that outwardly profess. And this comes very, very close. This parable comes extremely close. You know, we have the parable of the wise and foolish builders setting forth the world and the children of God. But you know, the Lord Jesus saw in his day so much outward religion which was destitute of the grace of God, so much outward profession of religion which had not the inward working of the Spirit of God. And this parable is left on record. It is a solemn warning to us that there are those who in our day profess outwardly yet have no inward working of the Spirit of God. They are destitute of the oil of grace. And so how close then this parable comes. And may God give us grace to search our own hearts. May God exercise our souls, our hearts this morning. Paul writes, doesn't he, that we should give diligence to make our calling and our election sure. And oh, this solemn verse this morning, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. The oil of grace, this is what is signified. It's that which is hidden away. The foolish virgins, well, they took a lamp. The outward profession was there. They had a lamp. And they went forth to meet the bridegroom. They were willing. And they had the outward form of it. But you know, how far man can go naturally in a way of religion. You know, one may outwardly reform his life. One may outwardly forsake the grosser sins of life. One may outwardly accept and obey the ordinances of the gospel. And one may speak well. And one may act well. But, beloved friends, how solemn if all of this is from the outward work and nothing inwardly. The oil of grace, it's not in the tongue, it's not in the head, it's not in the head knowledge, it's not in the tongue in speaking well, it's not in the hand. One may do wonderful works, yet do them and be destitute of the oil of grace. The oil of grace is not in the head, or in the tongue, or in the hand. It's in the heart. It's inward. It's hidden away. Yes, there it will cause fruit to appear. It will cause an effect. But that oil of grace will be inside. The wise took oil in their vessels, in the vessel of their heart. In the vessel of their heart, the true child of God possesses a measure of this oil of grace. And it is that which separates the sheep from the goats. It is not the outward profession. It is not what is spoken. It is the vital oil of grace within the vessel that is that which is to be seen at the end of their days. You know, these three parables in this chapter in God's Word, we have the wise and foolish virgins, a warning to us each. Oh, that vital necessity. Am I right? Am I ready? And we have the parable of the talents. Am I using what God has given me to his honour and glory? Well, if there are those here this morning, I pray there is. Each one of us is concerned with, do I possess this oil of grace? Am I a possessor of it? Well, if you're like that man who was given five talents and went and used it for the honour and glory of his master, his Lord, if that is your aim, and the motivation on your heart is not to be seen to be doing something, but rather you're doing it out of love. Love to the Lord, love to God, love to your Saviour. Beloved friends, you have your answer. I'm a possessor. I have something in my vessel. Oh, there is the grounds, the motivation, the moving factor in my life. Not one of to be seen to be doing something. Oh, but I must do something. What can I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? And then we have the final, solemn parable of the sheep and the goats. This certainty that one day you and I must be found before the judgment seat of Christ, whether we're here bodily, still alive when the Lord Jesus comes again, or whether we're taken through the article of death before. But one day, sooner or later, you and I must be found before the judgment seat of Christ. This certainty. And the Lord says, his sheep will be on his right hand, and the goats will be on the left. Where will you and I stand? You know, friends, you have had one taken from you, from amongst you, in recent days. And oh, may you and I heed the warning. May our hearts be found diligently inquiring at his footstool. May the language of the hymn writer be ours. Prepare me, gracious God. I need this oil. I hear the vital necessity of it. The need of the oil in my lamp. The grace of God in my heart. Lord, prepare me. Prepare my lamp. Prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy spirit must the work perform, for it is all of grace. We read, didn't we? We read of the virgins, while a bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. Oh, that we may not be in that same state and condition. Slumbering and sleeping, but yet may we be rather watching and waiting for his appearing. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And five were wise, and five were foolish. And then at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." Well, a dear friend has had that call recently, hasn't he? Go ye out to meet him. Called away from this sinful life. Go ye out to meet him. Oh, will you be, and I be amongst those, who then are found hastily trimming our lamps, and then finding, that our lamps have gone out, coming short at that great day. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, but grace cannot be exchanged." You cannot give grace to your loved ones. You cannot give grace to your children. You cannot give grace to your wife, your husband, your father or mother. Grace cannot be exchanged, passed on, one from another. There's only one giver of grace, and that's Almighty God. By grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You say this morning, do you? I feel to be lacking this grace. I feel I've taken up my lamp. And I've run with it. I've gone with it. I've ventured with it. But I've not got the vessel with the oil in it. How much real religion is there in our day? You see many running with their lamps, but have they taken the vessel with the oil? Have they their vessel possessing oil in it? This vital need. That the Lord will give grace. That we may search our hearts and try our ways. That the Lord will give us to search diligently the evidences, that we may not be slumbering and sleeping, but that we may be found ready at last. Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answer, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. But it was too late. Who's selling oil at midnight? The hour is late. But what can they do? They haven't got anything. They can't go out to meet the bridegroom. They can't welcome him. They can't light their lamps. They've nothing. So go they must, and try they must. But while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And he wasn't going to wait for them. He wasn't going to be delayed in entering into the marriage. These foolish ones weren't going to prevent his coming. He had appointed a set time, and the set time had come. And had they not had plenty of time? Had he not tarried a long while? Surely none of them could turn and say, we had not enough time. Slumbering and sleeping were they. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. They that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. How solemn. The door was shut. No way of entering. Well, they tried. They came and they said, Lord, Lord, open to us. But the door was shut. Beloved friends, one day the door of mercy will be shut. What a mercy this morning that door of mercy is still open. What a mercy this morning that the throne of grace, that the way of mercy, the door of mercy, the place of mercy, mercy's ground, still open for poor, needy, trembling sinners to approach unto a holy, holy God. What a mercy this morning that we live in a day of grace, a gospel day. Oh, it's seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Be made wise unto salvation. Lord, make me wise unto salvation. Cause me to hear thy voice. Cause me to hear loving kindness in the morning. Cause me to hear the warnings in thy word. Lord, open my heart. Lord, fill my vessel with this vital oil of grace. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. He won't chastise you for asking, for confessing your foolishness this morning. He won't upbraid you, mock you for your lack of wisdom, for your foolishness. Oh, rather he welcomes the poor, the needy, the downcast, the poor sinners made aware of their sins, caused to fear and tremble. Those that are in their experience are brought to see a never-ending eternity and fear and tremble at the sound. And fear that their hearts are not right, And that their sins are that barrier, that hindrance, that mountain. And come to the Lord Jesus in need, seeking for mercy. Oh, what a mercy. The door of mercy is still open. Poor sinners are welcome still, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. If any man, if ye being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much rather shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? Well, that vital work of the Spirit of God within, oh, that oil of grace within the heart, are we possessors of it? Well, what can you say this morning? You say, am I a possessor? Tell me, what is a sign? What is an evidence? What is a token that I am one of these that possess? Well, I believe it's this. You feel a concern over whether you do or whether you don't. You'll feel that concern now, and not when it's too late. You see that the foolish, it never crossed their minds that they weren't right. It never entered into their thought that they weren't ready. They never doubted it. It never even registered in their mind that they weren't ready and that they weren't right. And this morning, you say, am I right? Am I ready? Oh, you feel a prick in your heart. Oh, you feel a stirring up in your heart. This question, am I right? Am I ready? Am I made a real Christian? Am I really one of his? You know, these are tokens of life. Yeah, tokens that you're hearing. The dead hear nothing. The dead feel nothing. No pricks in their heart. They hear nothing. There's no movement. There's no life. Oh, but the living, although they may feel not right, yet they feel something. Oh, there's an evidence there. They feel a concern. They feel these pricks of conscience. They feel these pricks in their hearts. Oh, at times they feel their hearts moving. Oh, and there they have that vital sign. Well, maybe it's not what they want. Maybe there's a longing for more. Maybe they say this morning, that's a poor resting place. Well, it's not a resting place, is it? Oh, but it's a help along the way. You can't rest without your resting place, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Oh, but the feeling of a need of him. Oh, I need his work. I need his grace. Oh, I need that money, more love. I want to feel his love to me. I want to feel pardon sin. I want to feel that peace which passeth all understanding. Oh, I want to feel assurance this morning. Say to my soul, I am thy salvation. There's an evidence of grace indwelling in the heart. Oh, because they have that prayer. Remember me, O Lord, with a favour that thou bearest to thy people, and visit me with thy salvation. Say again to my soul, I am thy salvation. O Lord, do not pass me by. Lord, I feel to be a base, vile sinner. Oh, I feel there is much more land to be possessed. I'm not what I should be. Oh, but Lord, there is that. Oh, there is that in my heart. I can say from an honest heart this morning, I'm not what I once was. I'm not what I once was. The oil of grace. Well, you feel at times the warfare, the two armies. You feel like Issachar, crouching back down between two burdens, one of providence and one of grace. And at times you wonder how you'll get through and how you will do. Oh, but there's a looking to him. There's a looking away from self. The vital grace of God won't be satisfied with the outward form of religion, won't be satisfied with the coming and going. Oh, but it's give me Christ or else I die. And having handled and tasted and felt, grace within the heart gives an appetite, gives a thirst. And there's more. Give me more, Lord. Oh, they'll be thankful for tokens and blessings in the past. And what an encouragement to look back. But I need something to feed on today, Lord. Give me food today. Oh, give me the bread of life. Feed me, Lord. Lord, keep me. The oil of grace in the heart. Oh, can never rest in their own strength, can never rest in what they have done, would never, a child of God with the oil of grace in their heart will never stand at that great day and say, Lord, I've done this and I've done that. Oh, the oil of grace, it shows up the imperfections in the heart. Oh, what a mercy, grace reigning in the heart. Reigns triumphantly. But with grace in the heart, doesn't it show up all the imperfections and all the filth? And then, oh, doesn't that heart feel that even in their best moments, sin is mixed with all they do? And therefore, how can they say, Lord, Lord, I've done this and I've done that? But no, rather, grace makes the sinner look to the Lord Jesus. I'll point to his redeeming blood and say, behold, the way to God. That's the voice which speaks for them in heaven's high court above. It's the blood of Christ Jesus, God's own Son. That's where their hope is. That's where their rest is. That's where they're looking. It's by grace they're brought to look there. The oil of grace. Oh, it could only be satisfied when viewing Christ Jesus. It's looking unto Jesus. It's seeking him. Oh, seeking him daily. Seeking to walk according to his will. Yes, they will speak of him. Yes, they'll have a knowledge in their head of him. And yes, their hands will be diligent in good works. Oh, but he's the author of it all. He's the author of it all. And it's his name, and his glory that they seek to honour and not theirs. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Well, then may you and I, oh, may we search our own hearts. May we lay out our hearts before God. Be brought to. Lord, search me and know my thoughts. Try me and know my ways. And see if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. Oh, Lord, whatever it is that's not right in my life, Lord, help me to forsake it. Help me to confess it. Oh, Lord, cleanse the temple of my heart. Lord, if I'm lacking of grace, pour in. Lord, pour in more oil, more oil. Lord, I feel that Satan's seeking to quench that spark of life in my heart. Pour in more oil, Lord. Oh, that thy enemy doesn't overcome. Oh, may the oil of grace reign. Set up the kingdom of grace in my heart, Lord. That which will keep me in all my ways, and bring me and land me safe in heaven at last. Make me wise unto salvation. May I not be like one of these foolish ones, slumbering, sleeping, thinking that all is well with only the lamp and no vessel of oil. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Amen.